From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Over 90 heads of state from around the world and a variety of other distinguished persons are headed to South Africa to attend Tuesday's upcoming memorial tribute to Nelson Mandela, who died last week at the age of 95. Among the attendees will be U.S. President Barack Obama and three former presidents, British Prime Minister David Cameron, and celebrities including Oprah. High security is expected to surround the event in Johannesburg, which will take place in a 90,000-seat stadium, a number not expected to be close to large enough to accommodate the crowd of mourners. Key lawmakers from both chambers of the U.S. Congress appear to be nearing a budget deal for the first time since 2011, according to the Washington Post newspaper. The expectation in Washington was that there would be a huge political battle over federal government spending in the new year. Priscilla Huff has more.
Call it a ceasefire for the political war over government spending. House Budget Chair Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin, and Senate Budget Chair Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington State, have reportedly gotten most of a compromise deal negotiated. According to the Washington Post, the deal may be most notable for what it does not address. It will not significantly reduce the U.S. federal government's deficit. It will not reform the tax code for corporations. It does not address so-called entitlements, spending on Medicare health insurance and Social Security retirement funding, two programs for senior citizens. It does not even fully repeal the sequester, the automatic budget cuts for federal agencies. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Eight leading technology companies have written an open letter to the U.S. President and members of Congress calling for government surveillance reform. This comes after months of revelations on internet eavesdropping by the U.S. National Security Agency. Lindsay Mastis reports.
The internet giants include AOL, Apple, Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Twitter, and Yahoo. The tech giants have formed a new group called Reform Government Surveillance, in which they ask for sweeping changes to the way the U.S. government collects and analyzes data. The companies want more transparency, oversight and accountability, and restrictions on what government agencies can collect. Concern about internet surveillance goes beyond protecting the privacy of customers. It could affect their bottom line as consumers worldwide question whether U.S. technology products are secure. Lindsay Mastis, California.
And a deal to form the world's largest airline has been signed this Monday. The merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways will form a travel giant larger than the industry's current leader, United Continental Holdings. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The Kremlin is shutting down its major state-run news agency, the Russian Information Agency. According to a Russian presidential decree, it is being merged with several other media sources to form a new conglomerate. The head of the new agency, appointed by Vladimir Putin, is a Russian TV presenter notorious for his anti-gay and anti-Western statements. Here's Daria Bondarchuk from Moscow.
The head of the Kremlin administration, Sergei Ivanov, told Russian journalists that the move was made to increase the effectiveness and outreach of the state-run media. He added that, quote, Russia pursues an independent policy and robustly defends its national interests. It's not easy to explain that to the world, but we can and must do this. On its English-language website, RIA Novosti noted the move was, quote, the latest in a series of shifts in Russia's news landscape, which appear to point toward a tightening of state control in the already heavily regulated media sector.
American spies have been infiltrating fantasy online games in the hopes of uncovering real-world recruitment, planning, and financing activities by terrorists. Documents provided by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden indicates that agents have created online personalities in interactive games like World of Warcraft. Daniel Wrenches has more.
The documents provided by Edward Snowden and analyzed by the New York Times and ProPublica indicates that government spies have been concerned about the possible use of World of Warcraft along with Microsoft's Xbox Live and a human fantasy game Second Life. Outside experts are skeptical, saying all players need to provide game operators with credit card and real-world identity information.
And the FARC, leftist guerrilla rebel group in the South American country of Colombia, has announced a 30-day ceasefire. But Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, said that the government will not consider suspending its military pursuit of the FARC. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.